You're listening to Faith with Friends podcast, where we talk about faith, relationships, and spiritual growth. Welcome to our circle and the conversation where we seek to know God and make Him known. Now, here's your host, Lisa Lorenzo.
Hey friends, welcome back. I'm so glad that you joined us here today. Today we're looking at a powerful but often overlooked story from the Gospel of Luke, the healing of the 10 lepers. It's a narrative filled with compassion, healing, and there's a lesson in it about God's grace. I hope that you'll open your Bible and read along with me. To really understand this miracle, we have to step back into the first century and consider what was life like for someone with leprosy. It wasn't just a skin disease like you might understand it today. It was a devastating condition, often leading to being severely disfigured. It led to nerve damage. It was a slow, agonizing decline. And more than just the physical suffering, leprosy carried a social and spiritual weight to it. Leviticus 13 lays out how lepers are considered ritually unclean. They were outcast, forced to live apart from their families, their communities, and anyone who wasn't afflicted. They had to shout warnings on their approach, unclean, unclean, to prevent contact with anyone. Imagine for a minute the loneliness, the isolation, and feeling completely abandoned. Some even wrongly believe that leprosy was a direct punishment or judgment for sin from God. So these 10 men approaching Jesus were not just seeking physical healing. They were longing for restoration, for a chance to be reintegrated into society, to be seen, to be accepted, probably to be hugged and held. Their cry, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us," was a desperate plea. Now let's look and see how Jesus responded in Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 14. It says, "Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and they called out in a loud voice, 'Jesus, Master, have pity on us.' When he saw them, they said, 'Go and show yourselves to the priest.' And as they went, they were cleansed." Notice Jesus' compassion. He sees the suffering, he hears their cry, and his response was immediate. Though perhaps not what they expected, he tells them to go and show themselves to the priest. According to the law of Moses in Leviticus 14, it required a priest to examine and declare a leper cleansed before they could return to the community. But here's the incredible part. The healing happened as they went, as they obeyed, as they took each step of faith towards the priest. They were each met with God's miraculous power. And the word cleansed, it's a Greek word, and it's G2511 in the Strong Concordance, and it doesn't just speak of a physical purification. It speaks about being made whole, pure, and clean in every sense of the word. It hints a deeper restoration. Then this story that you think is over takes this turn, and it says, one of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and he thanked him. And it says, and he was a Samaritan. Out of the 10 men who experienced this incredible miracle, only one returned. And as the scripture points out, he is a Samaritan. And in that cultural context, it is so significant because Samaritans were often looked down upon by the Jews. They were considered outsiders, individual. Yet it was this broken, marginalized man who demonstrated the most profound response. Think about this for a minute. Would he not have been desperate to get to the priest and be declared clean? Would he not be desperate to go and show and return to his family and hug them and hold them? But his priority was coming back and thanking Jesus. And that thank you word, it's not just a polite thank you. It means to be grateful, to give thanks well, to express a heartfelt appreciation. He wasn't just acknowledging a good deed. He was recognizing that the divine source of his healing came from God and offering sincere praise. This scripture has such deep meaning for me, and I want to shed even more light on this passage. Back in 2010, I was diagnosed with breast cancer at 39 years old. I was shocked. I was terrified. And then incredibly, just 2 weeks after my diagnosis and just a few days after having a double mastectomy, my mother-in-law came to me with fear and she showed me a mass on her own breast. And yes, she was also diagnosed with breast cancer. And at that moment, it seemed like there was a black cloud over us. And I was overwhelmed with fear and anxiety. In the midst of that whirlwind, as I tried to process my own diagnosis and now facing caring for my mother-in-law through her diagnosis, the story of the 10 leopards kept coming to my mind, my heart, my devotionals, and my time of prayer. I was thankful that God was with me from the first day of my diagnosis, that His word had prepared me for what I thought I was walking through, but also wrestling with the why of my mother-in-law's diagnosis happening so closely. And then I asked God, why do you keep bringing me this verse? Am I not thankful? Do I not acknowledge your presence and your goodness in my life even now? And then the Holy Spirit revealed something to me. Jesus healed all 10 lepers. He wasn't overwhelmed by the sheer number of them, by the magnitude of their suffering. He had the power and compassion to heal every single one of them. And in that moment, I realized a powerful truth that God isn't overwhelmed by the magnitude of our problems, no matter how many or how significant they may be. My cancer and my mother-in-law's cancer, they weren't too much for Him. He wasn't sitting going, oh, wow, that's a lot. I don't know about this. Like, you already asked me to heal you. Now you want me to heal her. His grace and power were boundless. He was present for me in the most intimate, lovely way. And He was present for her as well. Let's look for a minute at Jesus' response to the one who returned in verses 17 and 19. Jesus asked, were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except a foreigner? And then He said to him, rise and go. Your faith has made you well. Jesus' question is poignant. All 10 received a miracle, but only one recognized the divine hand behind it, returning to give thanks. It makes you wonder about the other 9. Were they simply caught up in the joy of their restored health? Did they take that healing for granted? And notice Jesus to the one that returned, your faith has made you well. While all 10 were physically healed, there's a sense that only one expressed gratitude and he received something even more profound. That word that he used, well, can also mean saved or made whole. His gratitude, his act of faith, seemed to have opened a door to a deeper level of healing and relationship with Jesus. It really teaches us that gratitude isn't just about good manners for believers. It is a key that unlocks deeper connection with God. It acknowledges His goodness, His power, and His love. And when we express that thanks, we are recognizing Him as the source of the blessing. That posture of humility and appreciation draws us near to Him. My own experience reminds me that even when we face multiple challenges, when the magnitude of our need is overwhelming, God's capacity to meet those needs is never diminished. He wasn't overwhelmed by the 10 leopards. He wasn't overwhelmed by my illness and my mother-in-law's, and He isn't overwhelmed by the complexity in your life. I believe that that attitude of gratitude that we can so easily say changed the direction of what I experienced through my own illness and my mother-in-law's illness. Although she didn't receive a earthly healing, she was given 4 months to live, and she lived 4 years and 9 months. 3 days before she died, she lifted up her hands and accepted Jesus as Savior, Father, Forgiver, and Healer. Like that one leper who returned, may we cultivate hearts that are quick to acknowledge God's hands in our lives, both in the big miracles and in everyday blessings, and even when it's just that He walks through us through the painful, hard, dark times of life. Let's not take that for granted. May we remember that our gratitude not only honors God, but it deepens our own experience with His love and wholeness. I invite you to take a moment this week to intentionally reflect on times that God has shown His grace in your life, both big and small. Let's express our heartfelt thanks, knowing that our gratitude opens doors to a deeper relationship with Him, the one who is never overwhelmed by our needs. Thank you for listening, friend. Tune in tomorrow for more encouragement.
Thanks for joining us for today's Faith with Friends podcast. We hope you will like and subscribe as we continue the conversation. Follow us on Instagram at Faith with Friends. If you enjoyed this podcast, would you forward to your friends so our circle will continue to grow?